We're three young white dudes talking about what's in the news, sports, science, film reviews, but really mostly dicks and boobs. Welcome to the Probably Sounds Awful podcast.
So glad I hit record that exact second. Ladies,
you think your problem could be how you're saying creamsicle?
No. How else could you possibly say it?
I've been having too many creamsicles.
Creamsicles.
That's how I pronounce that word.
Creamsicles.
What's that? It's like some kind of dessert. It's like Boston something pie.
You're talking about Boston cream. You must be talking about that, right?
Yeah. What's like sometimes like at the bar, like if you get like a coffee type drink and stuff, they garnish it. They put something on top, like white.
I feel like usually if you get a cup of coffee, they'll give you a side of sugar.
Yeah.
And then maybe just like a little dash of cream.
Yeah, that's definitely no issue there. The way you're saying
everything's fine, right? Yeah, I don't understand.
What about like?
Yeah.
Oh, this one. What about that? What was that? You know that horror movie franchise? First one had Drew Barrymore. She got killed like in the cold open.
With the white mask. I was just watching that actually. Actually, me and Chad watched that on Halloween. It was called Scream. So everything's fine.
Yeah, everything's fine. Just we all say words very naturally. Very normal, just in normal conversation.
We should do a podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Probably Sounds Awful podcast, episode 56. Wow. You can find us on Twitter at normally_norm. You can send us an email at normallynormalcrew@gmail.com, or you can go to our website and see all of our content, even our fake doctorates that we have on there at www.normallynormal.com. I am one of your hosts, Leo Albert Kovalik Jr. You can find me on Twitter at Cream. Find me on Twitter at Kovalik317. Check me out on Twitch, twitch.tv/Kovalik317. My last broadcast was probably 8 months ago. So I'm really up to date on that. Other than that, yeah, things are good. What about you, Josh? Hey, bud.
Hey, pal. I am Josh Patton, Twitter, Patton_Josh. I too have not streamed video games in a long time, but I need to get back into that.
You just got a new one.
Yeah, I just got a new video Wago.
Cool.
I got Watch Dogs 2. I played it maybe a few seconds of it.
Cool. Talk to us about that in just a second. But right now, we got a man on his phone who is got a crack screen.
I do have a crack screen. It's true. I got drunk at a wedding. Hey, my name's Brian Colbert Kennedy. I am third host for the day, and every time that we do this episode, I will be one of your hosts.
One of your hosts.
You can find me on the interwebs at imbck.com, on Twitter at _bbck.
Little known fact, most people think the C stands for covert, it doesn't stand for green.
Brian,
yo.
How was the wedding? Weddings are always a blast.
They get divorced mid-wedding.
Oh,
right in the middle.
Yeah.
Right in the middle.
Oh, you know what? We have to see other people.
What would be the best time during the wedding to get a divorce?
Yeah.
What?
As soon as it's legal, get a divorce.
Would you say probably on the way to the reception?
Mm-hmm.
So then when you show up to the reception, you don't talk?
Yeah. You show up with divorce papers.
Yeah, that's pretty good, actually. And everybody else is so pumped to be like, all right, let's get the party started. Cool. But then they walk in with two frowns on their face. And
Oh, wow.
And it's like, why did we not think it was suspicious that we each invited divorce attorneys to our wedding.
Right.
Wow.
We did.
We'll figure this out.
That'd be a bad time, but then that's kind of also a party.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the best time would be at 3 a.m. when everybody's fucked up, everybody, the truth comes out, and you're both just like, I don't love you.
Ooh,
whoa.
What about on the plane to the honeymoon destination?
Yeah.
Guess what? I want to get divorced.
Oh, what about the day that the woman, the bride, is giving birth?
That's a great time.
Name it. I want a divorce.
That's good because that's super close to my story. So thank you.
Oh, great.
Not my own story, but my story of my childhood. So I appreciate
it. Well,
when
I went to was great.
So, Brian, you cracked your screen. Are you okay? What's happening?
The wedding was on, I went on Friday. We had a little like a little cocktails hour with some finger foods, and we got to hang out with everybody and stuff. What's up?
I was just hoping that took a different route. And you're just like, and you kept, you're like, yeah, you need a cocktail hour, and you're like, we did a little light fingering. Like, just like.
Some light fingering.
So, cocktail hour.
There wasn't, I mean, I'm sure there was some fingering at some point.
sure.
But then that was just a normal night. We had some drinks, but we didn't go crazy.
Nice.
And then the wedding was on Saturday. And I woke up Sunday morning in my hotel room with my suit wasn't on me anymore, but it was on the bed and on the ground. It was soaking wet.
Oh.
And then.
Good start.
And I had, the last thing I remembered from the night before was dinner. Was eating dinner.
Yeah.
And then, of course, my friends pieced together with their stories and some photos / videos of how the rest of that evening went. Sure did, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
And the groom was also next to you as well.
The next day, the groom, when we did the little breakfasts after my buddy Tim, the groom, it was just like, hey, everything was normal. So I don't think he was around when I...
Oh, this is Tim's wedding?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
When I was super shwasted, which is good. But my friend Quinn, who I went there with, showed me the video of me, and it was...
You jumping in a pool.
It was me sort of like, it seemed like I was like drunk enough and being like, yeah, baby, I'm going to the pool, but not really wanting to, but then falling in. So I went in.
Sweet.
Yeah. It was great. It was a great time. It was in Palm Springs. I've never been there. It was super... I mean, the wedding was very beautiful. The
awesome.
Bride and groom were so happy and crying, and everything was lovely. It was very nice.
Tim's fantastic. It's nice to hear another Redskins fan getting married.
He is very awesome, and his wife is so great, too. So it was very, very cool. And I met Allison Brie, because she was there.
What?
Yeah.
Jealous.
Cool. Yeah.
Super pretty and engaged.
Yeah.
And we got to hang out. It was great. Oh, one of the other pictures from the night that I didn't remember was me, like, crashing the photo booth photo of her and her fiancé.
Yeah.
Like, me in the middle of them, like, so that's good.
Her fiance, isn't it Dave Franco?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who's that? I've met him a few times because he's also friends with my friend Talia, and he's very sweet.
Nice.
Yeah. Very cool couple, actually.
Jealous of both of them.
You had a picture that you posted of your feet up by the pool at Palm Springs.
Oh yeah.
And
saltwater pool.
It freaked me out for a moment.
Ooh.
Saltwater pool.
Yeah.
Wow. I put my legs were up. While I was like waiting for something to load or on TV or something, and then I looked at your picture and I was like, "Wow, wow, my feet!"
Did you feel like you were in virtual reality?
I felt like I was you for a moment.
I saw the almost.
And I almost threw up.
What?
I saw the almost threw up from virtual reality the other day.
Are you
serious?
Yeah.
Holy shit!
Yeah, it was bad, dude.
What were we playing?
There was this the one of just one of the videos, or was this that Call of Duty flight game?
Because
I think it was just one of the
demo
videos
of that car game.
And oh,
then, like, the
whoa!
Menu screen was,
yep.
When it first started, for some reason, all the menu stuff was upside down.
Yep. And so it was all in my mind. But then instead of just like blacking, going to a black screen, and then like rotating it and then showing it again, it did the full rotation.
Oh.
So like in my head, my mind's like this close, and I saw it do like a 180, and it felt like almost my body was doing a 180.
That like tricks your mind into thinking.
Oh yeah.
That's what your body's doing.
Yeah, so you gotta be able to flip.
Yeah, it was. It was bad. It was bad. So it was like a demo of some VR. Some car game.
That's crazy. I've been wondering, thinking about you guys over here all these weeks since you've had this, thinking like, are you guys just fucking living it up with these VRs or what?
The thing is, you don't use it as much as you think you would probably use it because there's not a right now. There is a ton of content for like videos and stuff like that, and it's super cool. Until they get the quality of those VR videos better, it's not ideal to really watch a full like movie or video like that.
Oh, okay.
Because there's some that are really well done, but then there's a lot of them that like it looks like you're looking at it like 480p.
Oh,
like
okay.
The quality isn't super great, but other than that, game wise, like once you play a game, until more games or other content comes out, you're not going to be putting it on. The quality is good enough, I think, to play a full game like that, but I also haven't played a ton of video games in the last, month.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that I'm... Again, I've played a lot of video games, not like I haven't been playing VR, but playing other games. Just haven't been playing games in general that much.
Oh, what's going on with you guys? What the, that's
it,
crazy.
It happens.
That's like me, like not fucking that much.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, these. no, it's one of those things that happens with video games. It's you kind of go through ebbs and flows of playing it a lot or not playing it a lot, and just recently I've just been, you know, I don't know, just working and doing other things. Wandering. Yeah, well, fucking wandering. God damn it. Just been wandering, and you know, you just sometimes you come home and you just want to chill and not, you know, really think, because the game that I just beat was Titanfall 2. Probably a 6-hour campaign.
Nice.
That's right. You were in the first commercial.
Why didn't they bring me back for a second one? I don't understand.
Oh, just did a bad job.
Thank you.
Wow. So nice.
Cool.
Guess he did a real bad job. So nice to hear.
That commercial was awesome. That's one of my favorite things you're in. It did look really cool.
Thanks, man. It did look
cool. It did look
I like that one. Cool. I like the one where you were like a medieval knight. Like
That's still my favorite one.
Facebook. That was a good one. I was sure.
Was that a Facebook commercial?
Yeah. I was mad that my agent sent me on that because I was like, because I'm, you know, 175. Like, I'm a little man. I don't look like a Viking. And at the audition, like, everybody was like,
massive,
huge with these giant beards. And like, they look like they could kill you with a sword. And I was like, hey, why am I here?
Yeah.
And then they booked it. So I'm not mad anymore, obviously. But
yeah.
Yep. I would hope not.
I just did that too. Like, where you get there and it's like, don't match the physical breakdown of what this is, and I'm the only one who does it, and but like I said, sometimes it works out.
Sometimes it works out. Yeah, well, thanks, guys. That's very nice.
Yeah.
So I beat it, and like it was a very difficult game. So it takes a lot, and it's kind of more of
if you want to relax, it's not a good thing to do because you got to fucking think about it and
for sure.
And
so
brain power, it's brain peace.
And a lot of the games I've been playing recently kind of have been like a kind of hard, like The Witness is a game that I want to get back into, but God, like that's a game that we literally had to sit at a bar for like an hour because I took a picture and then we solved it at the bar and I went back and solved it in the game. Because I remember that was my birthday. I remember taking a picture because we were like, we cannot do this. We left, we went to it's on Sunset.
Room 86.
Sunset Beer Company, and we solved it there. And then when I was like, we got home, we did it. And I was like, So I don't know. Like a lot of things, you just gotta take breaks because
of course.
Video games is a little hobby. I guess a hobby. Is it a hobby?
Yeah,
or is it just
a hobby, an interest?
A way to an interest, and it's
an occupation,
you know,
for some.
Yeah,
true.
Jealous
of
people, man.
Lucky. Yeah, this past week, I didn't really have like any like new games to play, so I was getting back into Fallout 4, which I haven't played in forever because
Fallout 4 too.
Yeah. That's nice, dude. And I bought the season pass when the game first came out, and there's been a whole bunch of like extra download content that's come out for the game, like new missions and all this stuff that I never played any of it, even though I bought the season pass, so I have it all for free. Or for price of the season pass. But I was like, let me start back in. So I went back into the character that I beat the game with, but I forgot what all the controls were and what I was doing and all that stuff. So I started a new game just to kind of get familiar with it.
Sure.
But then my plan was just go back to my main character and like just do the download stuff, but then start having fun with this new person because it's different and such. But playing the game, missions I've already done before, but just in a different way. And it's much harder how I'm doing it this time.
Oh, did?
Yeah, because usually when I play a game, at the same time, it's like a role-playing thing where you kind of choose like a method of how you're going to go about doing things. I always prefer stealth stuff and like sniping. So my first character was super stealth was really good at sniping, so I could pick people off from super far away. I was rarely like even within range of anyone actually hurting me because I could snipe them from so far away. So I rarely took damage. But now I'm making this person all just pistols. And so if I can swing way up close, I'm dying all the time because I'm like, you know, they can shoot me just as easy as I can shoot them.
Right.
So just been playing that. But Watch Dogs 2 just came out, and I got that, played like a little opening tutorial, and I'm excited to get back into that.
That'd be pretty good.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Is that what's that game
about? It's an open world game, so like, you know, like a Grand Theft Auto, where you just go wherever.
Oh, yeah, right.
It was all about hacking and bringing down the man.
The first one was
supposed to be a launch title for PlayStation 4, but it came out a little later, like a few weeks or a month, I think, after the console came out. And I liked that because it took place in Chicago, like a future Chicago.
Yeah,
and,
Chicago, baby.
I even get excited. There's an iPhone commercial that was obviously shot in Chicago. And even when I see that, I was like, yay!
Chicago, all the balloons.
I
like the commercial just because it's Chicago.
It's a pretty good, the first one was a pretty good representation of
Watch Dogs?
Chicago, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of stuff was like spot on. Some things they couldn't get the exact rights to, so they changed it a little bit.
Sure.
But yeah, like there was some different type of like mirror-y kind of like sculptures instead of the beans, and they couldn't get the rights to beans.
Did you guys see that they blacked out the bean completely?
Totally.
I saw that.
And the Statue of Liberty, I think. Insane, yeah.
Wow.
Nuts.
Yeah, this new one takes place in San Francisco.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm excited to play. I played just the opening tutorial. I was like, it feels better than the first one. It's not as clunky. You move a little quicker. It's got a little more free-running aspect to it, like an Assassin's Creed game, like climbing stuff and running real fast. But excited to jump back into that later today.
Nice.
Probably as soon as you finish casting this pod.
Oh, shit. Jump right back into that. Damn, that's crazy.
Till Jesse's taking their show tonight.
What time is that?
8 o'clock.
Oh, is everybody going to that?
Yeah, I'm
going to
go.
Is that the one that with Beth?
Yeah. Beth Stelling's headlining.
Nice.
So, $5.
$5?
Mm-hmm. $5.
$5 ain't bad, folks. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's too pricey for my tastes.
Well, sure. Your tastes are very low.
I enjoy things. If it's not a dollar at the door, see you later. You know, I've always said that. You guys know that.
But you have, and then I just always wonder,
yeah.
What is a dollar at the door? What event is a dollar at the door?
I don't know. When you
dollar theater.
I'll tell you what, when I find it, I'll let you know. I don't do a lot.
I don't get out.
Still waiting. Oh, dollar at the door? Finally.
What do you mean by event? Not familiar with that term.
Event. It could be really anything. If I could be driving down the street and I see, ooh, $10 at the door, you gotta be kidding me.
Look, I wonder if that's just an accidental zero. Is it really $1?
Can I stop and ask? I never do. You're right. You know what? I'll stop and ask for now. And then I'll look to my left and I see $5 at the door and I say, Jesse, you're a fantastic human being. Not right now. $5 again.
Where is that?
Three Clubs on Vine.
Oh yeah, sure, Vine in Santa Monica area. Yes.
It's right next to the
Army Surplus store.
Army Surplus store that I'm gonna go to for hours before.
Literally hours.
Browsing, and then I'm gonna come to the show with a parachute.
Yeah.
And a gas mask. And some super cool boots.
Nice, dude.
And everybody else, and then they'll say $5 at the door. I'll say, man, I just spent $150. I gotta go.
How about I give you $1?
How about I give you $1 because I bought this parachute?
Yeah.
I don't know why. Give me a moment. I need to rethink all of my life decisions.
Also, I'm going to pull the cord, mid show, and have a giant parachute shoot out and drape everywhere as I walk around.
That'll be fantastic because that's when they know that I had the best joke of the evening. We'll get the parachute.
Is
the Halloween costume just walk around the open parachute like a huge parachute
just trailing behind you?
Yeah.
Is there any does the parachute only fly out the way that it does because you're going so fast down, or is there something that like shoots it out
like an airbag?
Yeah, I would imagine it's mostly just the gravity. Yeah. If you pulled it just. You know,
standing
sitting
there,
in the room
and just sort of flop over.
That's my guess.
Yeah.
Like, that's just a like an unbagged. Kind of
that's
like,
too bad.
Let's just, like,
sounds like my erection.
In there, right. So it kind of like a little bit. Just kind of falls out.
It'd be cool if it really just like blew out hard and just like destroyed everything behind you.
Yeah.
Did you just bones the light pole?
Damn right I did. But not just a normal bone.
Bones across the table is losing a lot of credibility if we just bones anything that's around us.
No, I mean, but I looked, and I didn't want to give you guys because you're too far away across the table. So I looked, what's the closest? And it's a cool little light bulb.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
You guys have a point.
Maybe I'll join you guys for the show. I don't know.
I
you said you were coming.
Well, you can't say you guys. I haven't said I'm coming yet.
Oh, got it. Yeah. Maybe
I haven't even responded.
Maybe we don't know if we'll be there yet.
You're
nice.
The first one to respond.
Yeah, right. I think I just said I just showed general interest.
You said you want to go.
You know what? I'm gonna.
That's way different than I'm going.
I'm going to type that to Jesse right now. I'm just gonna show general interest.
How come when there's some people create a Facebook event, there isn't just an option for I'm generally interested in this?
Generally interested.
There's, or maybe there is now. It used to be. Instead of, used
or
to
there's
be
maybe.
It used to be maybe, but now it says interested.
Got it.
Someone's interested in going, interested in an event. And I get those notifications sometimes. Like, three people are interested in an event near you. Like, cool, one, I wasn't even invited to that event.
Yeah, that's so why are you bothering me?
I don't
with
want
this?
A notification about that.
The
like, well, am I supposed to show up and crash this thing?
The rudest yes, the rudest thing. Dollar at the door, I'll crash it. The rudest thing is I mean Facebook has going, not going, interested, but I don't like the last one that I because I anytime,
oh, is there a fourth
any,
option?
Yeah, anytime I make that event, I get this is the only people, you know, only one that responds. It's right. Just like never in a million fucking years.
Wow.
And I think that's very rude. It's like you don't need that.
Also, yeah, like the fifth option is like would go if someone else was hosting. Like the event, hate the host. That's so weird.
Man.
So like, many options. They should reduce the options.
They should, yeah, just take it down. Take it down a notch. You know what? Just take down Facebook recently after this last week has been...
Get rid of it, you know?
Has been a mess.
Well said.
It's been a absolute mess. And Facebook is just one of those things... I'm just like, get... No. Like, I care about your opinion, but not if that's your fucking opinion. Like, if you're wrong, it's... I'm not going to fight you. I'm not going to do anything because it's on fucking Facebook. It means nothing.
I will say I haven't seen a lot of people from, like, back home, like people who did vote for Trump. I haven't seen – my newsfeed is not a lot of them like writing posts about stuff. I have seen like a few different like articles or videos shared from like Republicans. And so I try to watch and read those too. So I'm not just like just
of course, yeah.
You know, seeing the bias from one side's perspective. Just to kind of see, like, okay, what information, what articles are they reading? What's fueling their decisions and stuff like that? You know, because no matter what the news source is, whoever's writing it is going to have, you know, to some degree, their opinion, you know, fueled in there. And obviously, they're extremes of that. So I'll click on their articles too, like, you know, and or watch their video clips and stuff like that. But I haven't seen like anyone just like write a big rant. You know, a lot of people do it for the, you know, their feelings about like. How could we have done this with Trump? So they haven't seen the opposite of that in sort of like a big blog post.
I think
like, this is why I want Trump.
I think that's not random. Like I think it's very controlled. Like there's algorithms and stuff.
Yeah, so they see that I like all of the things of people who agree with me. But I'd say that my newsfeed hasn't been like super depressing.
Right.
It's been mostly it's been people who feel how I feel.
Yeah.
Just like you know, expressing their concern and dismay for the situation in the future. But yeah, so I
think it's probably the same for the opposite too. Mm-hmm. Like your family or friends or not you, but in general you who feel the other way, probably on their Facebook page.
Like they're not seeing my post.
Right,
like they didn't see my big old like thing where I just kind of laid out how I felt about it. Like that's just not going to show up on their feed. Unless they go.
I didn't see that either, but that's because I choose to
not
follow
me.
Hide all posts. Hide all posts. So yeah, you know what, guys? Let me talk. This has been mulling over in my head.
You got something to talk about? They've been mulling over?
Yeah,
okay.
for the last couple weeks.
Okay.
And I want to.
Weeks.
I want to get this out.
Oh shit, bro!
Bumper stickers.
Yeah, I was surprised you didn't bring it up last time.
Oh, this is out of nowhere. what is happening?
He told me a while back that he wanted to have this as a topic, and then he never brings up his topic. So.
Oh, okay.
Listen,
bumper stickers.
Well, here it is.
Let's talk bumper stickers, man.
All right.
This is very exciting.
you know, one of my favorite things about every single time I bring up a topic. Whether it be cheese or
a review of clam chowder.
Or a review of clam chowder or the 90s or bumper stickers. My response from Brian is always probably
here we go.
Exactly how the audience probably feels.
Not like Brian's being mean to me, but like Brian's probably the voice
of our here we
hey,
go.
I am thrilled with everything you want to talk about.
All right. Listen, I don't – you know what? Let's talk about bumper stickers.
Mm-hmm. Can't wait.
This is serious business.
This is real serious. Real business.
I don't like them. I don't like them, and if you have them, get them off. That's it.
End of conversation.
Conversation over.
Conversation. This has been Leo's thoughts.
You know what? New segment.
Can we delve into this a little bit?
I mean,
I have some questions.
It's like, I feel like nothing else needs to be said.
Yeah, I feel like nothing else needs to be said.
Are they?
Do I have one? Yes.
You do? You have a Redskins bumper sticker?
No, that's a that's a license plate
like
and a metallic. But that's okay. But I do have a little one that says Naughty Dog.
Mm-hmm. But that's in your car, right?
Is
there on your
Glove box? I have two. I think one's in my glove box and one's on the back of my car.
Well, what are you talking about then? How can you hate bumper stickers if you don't have one on your car?
I hate...
This is what I wanted to get into.
I hate the ones that are like, my kid's an honor student. Cool, bro. It's middle school. Get out of here.
Do you think that if and when you have a kid who is an honor student, probably not gonna happen, and you got that bumper sticker, would you be proud?
Would I want to throw it away? Yes.
Okay. So Naughty Dog, the video game company, is important enough. But the fact that your child has, straight A's would be not good.
Well, he has straight A's because I'm smart and I'm teaching him.
Maybe you should have a bumper sticker that just says, I'm smart.
Okay.
My kid's an honor student. He got it with me.
But then, then you just see these bumper stickers that are just like, if Jesus was a sock. Uh-huh. And it's like...
Jesus was a sock. Then would you keep masturbating into socks? Probably not.
And you have all these cars with all these bumper stickers. And I see it and I'm like... resale value is big to me.
Sure, no, of course.
And when I see these cars with all these bumper stickers, I'm like, how are you going to take that off?
Right.
If you want to sell your car or you want to give it away and you give it away to somebody who doesn't have the same feelings as you.
There's all kinds of adhesive removers. It's no problem, I don't think, to take off a bumper sticker.
I, you know what? To be honest, the fact that we delved into it, I now want to agree to disagree.
I had a bumper sticker one time on one car.
Talk to me. Life. Talk to me.
It was on my.
Talk to me.
Yes. Talk to me.
I'm talking. Tell me about it.
Fantastic.
I'm going into detail about it right now.
It was on my white Mercury Sable that my friend Adam sold to me for $100 when he got a new car.
Fuck yeah, Adam.
It was awesome.
Adam, you got any cars coming up that you will?
Any
not
cars coming up that maybe you will? Not me. Yeah. Side story on Adam. When
oh god,
the car was rigged.
There was a moment.
Oh, I hope he's not really. Dead.
He took $100 from me, and then the car blew up.
Adam.
Oh, the side story about Adam, right?
Adam Bumper Sticker King.
Bumper Sticker King. Yeah. Adam King of Bumper Stickers. I forgot the sad story now.
Okay.
But there was a bumper sticker.
So it's not that, it can't be that sad.
It was.
Did he sell you?
It was revenge fueled. It actually is good.
Did he sell you the car with the bumper sticker on it?
No. Good. The bumper sticker.
Okay. I was going to say, get the fuck out of here. Don't give me some bullshit.
I know your feelings about receiving a car that already has the bumper sticker. No, this was bumper sticker free, but then I added a bumper sticker that I got at probably that fucking store at the mall that sold you all the, like...
Hot Topic.
Yeah.
Spencer's.
Spencer's Gifts.
Just two tits?
It was just two giant tits.
You know what? I agree with bumper stickers.
It's just wait, there's bumper stickers with tits on? I love bumper stickers.
Hold on. Whole new world just opened up before my eyes.
It said I, and then it had a little red heart, and then it said Roadhead.
Yes.
And I was like in high school, and that was hilarious. So that was my bumper sticker. I thought it was pretty great.
Oh, well, I hate you. Now.
I hated me, too.
Now I hate you.
And people were just like, saw the bumper sticker, like, all right. And they saw the, like, you're always carpooling, like, with your brother. To high school. So they're like, hold on.
Wait a second.
You're like, hey,
you know what?
I'm
that's the sad story about Adam. That's
he's my brother. We blew each other in my car. Sorry, Adam.
Wow.
I have never had a bumper sticker on any of my cars.
Never. I was really hoping you were saying Roadhead.
Yeah,
I just had Roadhead yesterday.
On a motorcycle?
Oh, wow. Now we were
for Postmates?
side note, I drive for Uber now.
Wow. I would too, if that's happening.
Yeah.
So, go ahead. You never had a bumper sticker on your car.
But a few weeks ago when you told me that you wanted this to be a topic.
Congratulations. He is the better of all of us.
Bumper stickers, like, I try to pay attention to, like, any bumper stickers I saw that I could, like, mention. I forgot several of them, but I saw one.
Why? It's so important.
I saw one that was, like, in the font
so
of, like, the Buffy the Vampire Slayer, like, title and stuff. And it said, what would Buffy do? And then I saw another one that said, like, my other car is a TARDIS.
TARDIS?
Doctor Who.
Okay, that,
see, this is where, this is where I will agree with you, is that they're always, like, they're always just pretty stupid.
Yeah, they're like dumb people at Walmart.
Right, they're like dumb. Right, exactly.
Or they're like very, you know, very like
opinionated.
Or they're political.
Lots of ego too.
Obama, Biden.
Okay, now those will get me too because if you lose, yeah, if you lose, take it off.
I saw one said like, don't blame me. I voted for Bush. Like, there's just, I bet you could go right now on the interwebs and find a bumper sticker that says anything you want. Yeah. You could probably make your own bumper sticker, actually.
Oh, well, the main thing is, like, don't blame me, I voted for Obama. Like,
what do you mean? But they're probably, see, the thing is, like, there's cars riding around in fucking Kentucky that's for real because they're
Do you think anyone...
Reagan in 1984, probably, still.
George Washington.
Nice. Yep. Oh, yeah, they had bumper stickers on horses.
Yeah, they were just smacking stickers on horses.
Who ran against George Washington? Did he run unopposed?
I think he was just elected.
Someone else have been the first president?
Ooh, that's a good history question.
I wanted to do it today in history, but today it sucks.
And what if like he had like a horrible name, like Poop Skittles, and like
he'd be
and
on the...
we renamed everything after that, so like Poop Skittles DC
instead of By the way, Poop Skittles.
I think awesome. Because John Adams was the second one. I think he was just elected.
Okay. We should have a whole new system that's not a king.
Yeah, and I think he was just like you're president, like you know, cross. You have that. Cool,
we should do that.
You have that cool picture of yourself.
We should just find I don't know anyone else.
Anyone else,
and just say you're president.
You're president.
Let's reanimate George Washington.
Yeah, what if we just change the whole thing? And just,
oh, wait, he's probably worse.
There's a...
Yeah, no George Washington.
Yeah, he's probably worse.
I assume he owned slaves.
Yeah, he definitely did. I've been to Mount Vernon.
There was a Deadpool comics run where someone reanimated all the old presidents and then Deadpool had to kill them all.
Yeah, because they probably all sucked, actually, when you think about it. I mean, it was the times, but even
times change. Times are changing.
How about those stickers that are on the bumper that they're on the back? Windshield.
And the cars that have like the cars family that have like members. 1,000. Oh yeah,
it's like those are whole family.
I don't like those either. I don't even know who's in here.
Driving the baby on board.
Yeah, what about the ones that are
baby on board's okay because you want to be more. You want to give them a little bit more space.
No.
Oh god. Just get right up on them.
What about the ones with like all the kids and stuff like that in the family, but it's like the Star Wars theme. So it's like all
right. If we're going from bumper stickers to window stickers, we're going to have a little talk.
What about
because I have to make another stance.
What about a suction cup Garfield?
I'm always for a suction cup Garfield.
100%. I'm indifferent. I'm indifferent.
Yep.
I'm indifferent about a suction cup Garfield.
What about a suction cup Ninja Turtle?
You know I'm a
what about
with
the
that.
Blinds on the windows?
Oh, yeah, for like a van?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Big fan.
I'm a fan if you're in the car. Out of the car, I'd like to see what's happening.
Yeah, yeah.
I want the blinds on the outside of the car.
So the outside, and if I'm driving next to the car, I can roll them up or down.
Yeah,
that's what I want.
On the highway.
The old. This car has the old "Who's in here?" blinds. Just you on your motorcycle. Hello. Bye bye.
Pretty good.
That'd be pretty great, also for you as a driver to be able to keep speed with the car, like. Keeping speed to be able to look, open the blinds, look at it as you're traveling different miles per hour.
Put the blinds on the motorcycle.
I thought about just like encasing myself.
Yeah.
In blinds. I mean, not the front, of course, but sides and the back so nobody could.
Make a little bookmobile motorcycle, but with the blinds.
That'd be awesome. I'll work on it.
That would be pretty cool. And definitely not ruin your motorcycle.
Oh, not at all. No, everything would be fine.
Man, that guy looks real cool on that motorcycle, but what's with all the blinds?
Blinds hanging from me everywhere.
So I'm gonna go against the family things too. I don't need to know who's in your family. I don't need to know how many family members you have.
I actually heard this could be like one of those
fake, black bean.
Those emails you go around with like trying to scare people, something like that. But I heard that like having those on there is actually kind of like a security risk because like kidnappers or whatever can like walk up to a kid and like act like. You know, because they know stuff about your family. They know they had like two siblings or whatever. Like, oh, both of you are brothers or whatever, like over here. Stuff like that.
Right.
I don't use that as like a way to kind of like know, get some insight in the family stuff. So like trick a kid and be like, oh, well, you know, I have two brothers, so you must be talking.
Ooh, that's a good point.
That's a good point.
Yeah,
why don't you just leave everything off your car? I don't like bumper stickers.
My bumper sticker is just my social security number.
Nice, nice. It says, feel free.
Yeah.
I just tape my passport to my car and then drive around with it.
What if as a goof, like, without Brian knowing, put a bumper sticker on his motorcycle that said, I love Trump if you disagree, run me over.
And Brian's so curious.
Pretty hilarious goof.
Brian, well, especially driving in California, Brian's constantly getting run over. He's like, why?
Yeah. What happened to your friend Brian? Oh, he's dead. We goofed him.
Yeah, we goofed him good. We goofed him.
Yeah, there's not a lot of real estate on the bike for bumper stickers, which is good. I wouldn't want many.
While I was wandering the other day, somebody brought up...
Josh is doing a lot of getting up this episode.
Yeah.
A lot of getting up.
Sometimes you got a runny nose, got to wipe it. Sometimes my beer's empty, you gotta get into it.
Wow. All right. You know what? True facts. You can't disagree there.
Touché, Joshua.
When I was wandering the other day, a person brought up, like, they made a joke about Trump, and you can tell that the rest of the table might have voted for him.
Really?
And it was one of the most awkward situations I've ever seen. And I was just like, oh, you are did not know that your coworkers
right.
did that. So that was interesting. Guys, speaking on things that are like scary stories.
Is this coming off of bumper stickers?
Kind of. It's coming off of what Josh said about like people coming up and, you know, trying to use the window stickers with the kids to get them. You all always heard during Halloween, people were put stuff in candy.
Yeah.
Right?
I saw some documentary about
Yeah.
I've always heard it.
Personally. And then I saw on Facebook, Seth from Chicago said that he took his daughter or son, Seth, I'm so sorry at what your child is, took his child.
I'm so sorry what your child is.
No, I'm so sorry. I don't know what your child is.
Sorry you have a child.
Took him Halloween eating.
Halloween eating. My favorite thing to do for the holidays
Listen,
is Halloween eating.
Folks.
I knock on the door like, Halloween-y.
Halloweening, folks.
Oh,
okay.
Halloween.
Where I was from, we called it Halloweening.
Did you?
Nope. Not at all. But I guess he saw that there was like tainted candy because he like, ate some of his daughter's candy and then like, it actually made him sick.
Do you think his daughter tainted it so he wouldn't eat it?
Ooh.
Once they got home,
That's pretty smart. Or maybe she has, like, she hates him. She is pissed that he's his dad, that he's her dad. She tried to poison him just to kill him.
Oh, man.
She didn't even want any of the candy. She's diabetic. Right. She's just like, I'm going to go get so much candy. So it's tempting for him. It wasn't.
Yeah, my stupid idiot dad likes candy.
She has a whole plan. She's been waiting all year to put it all together.
It's finally happening.
I saw some documentary.
She might be three.
Thing about like,
it's very smart.
About like urban legends and stuff. And that was one where it's like putting needles in the candy and stuff. It was like a story that parents would use to like scare their kids to not eat candy. But there was never actually like a true like account of that ever actually happening.
Really?
Like, putting razor blades in the apples and stuff like that. I think it was just like a ghost story that kind of like. Now people just accept as like a possible thing that could happen. And
really?
Yeah, it was like a bunch of different those. It might have been like a TV show. It was like the top 10 like most commonly shared things, and like we'll go into the history
that
of like the origin of like the first story. This was like the 50s or 60s, I think, where someone thought there was a razor blade in their apple. I think like a kid put it in there like, as a joke, like, oh, someone put a razor blade in here, and then parents from then on would always like, you know, they let their kids go trick or treating Halloween.
Yeah, you make sure you say the correct term.
Yeah, what is trick-or-treating?
It's very similar to Halloween.
I just feel like it's a sort of a shitty plan because the worst that can happen if you bite into a candy with a razor blade is your mouth gets cut, which obviously that sucks and everything, but you're going to be fine. Like, I would, if I'm going to do something bad to candy,
and then you swallow it.
I would put like a undetectable poison in there so that when the kid eats it, he's just dead and nobody, you know, like kill the kid.
Yeah. So my friend, like, he had a razor blade in his apple, but he like kept chewing and he swallowed it.
He kept chewing even though every bite was
in his mouth. Ow.
With blood.
Pooped it out, washed it off, did it.
Oh my god.
He really wanted it. Yeah.
Leo, why'd you do that, man?
Wait, washed off?
Washed off the razor after he finally pooped it out.
Wait, you don't want to eat a razor that got poop on it.
Good point. You know what, folks? Good point.
But yeah, that person who planted that razor like, really got that kid because he would not stop eating it.
That's the kind of kid you want to get.
I'm going to point at you, Brian, and I'm going to point at you, Josh. But I'm going to start. We start with Brian first, and when I point to you,
still pointing at me.
I know, but when I
so right now,
when I point to you with three fingers, now that y'all are being chose.
When I point to you,
you're literally doing that. Yep. Well, I'm preparing the point now for three fingers. Tell me, in your honest opinion.
Oh.
If you could find a needle in a haystack.
I mean, if it was a giant needle and the haystack was small, I feel good about it, yes.
Is there a time limit?
I did not point to you yet, so you're not answering the question.
I haven't asked a question.
Yes.
What's the time?
10 minutes.
No.
Fantastic. Fun game.
Fantastic.
Fun game. I know
game
we, I know,
over.
I know we all like games on this podcast. So
we love games.
We love games. So, you know what? If anyone else wants to feel free to bring up a fun game like that or write it. Write it.
I have a fun game.
Right? Okay.
Ooh.
7 minutes in heaven.
Yeah.
But it's an hour. It's right here.
What? Man, why do Josh and Brian keep getting up? What game are they playing over there?
We did play Truth or Dare at the wedding. Our dinner table decided to play Truth or Dare.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was pretty fun.
And?
Everybody at the other... It ends up being our table like versus this other table.
Okay, we just look over and your table's just having a straight-up orgy.
Yeah.
Dare.
It was pretty good. We played Truth or Dare with another table. We would go over there and do stuff. They'd come over there to our table and do stuff.
Like what? Pick up corn and
like Tim got real mad. Like, we were trying to do our vows, please.
Dinner hasn't even begun yet. What are you doing?
Please stop. It's very distracting. And like you like walk up the aisle. I'm like, I'm sorry, Tim. This wasn't there. Just kiss his bride, right?
Yeah. Before he can. Yeah.
I was triple dog dared. You know that I can't resist. I have to do it. I can't deny. I gotta do it.
Yep.
Look, I said truth. They asked me a very personal question. I did not want to answer. This was a better option in my mind. Yeah.
So sorry about your wedding. Everything's great. How is everybody? Yes, sir.
What a lock that one down.
Also, Brian, please get off stage now. The dare is over.
Yeah. I know. I just kept talking up there.
What's the fun game, Brian?
I don't have one.
You don't have one? Oh, the game was to think that we had a game, thus we are playing the game the whole time.
You both sort of won and lost.
Wow.
So what about a game that is a bumper sticker? So the bumper sticker is Hangman, and people have to guess letters by honking in Morse code for the letters.
Oh.
And then there's constantly
honking. Have to learn Morse code. Yeah, all right.
And if they get one right or wrong, you have to stop your car.
Immediately.
Get out, draw the little
line.
Immediately.
Or write the letter that was guessed.
Yeah. You know, on the five.
That'd be traffic great. Yeah.
Doing this.
That'd be great.
It'd be so great. You ever, when you're like driving behind like a minivan or SUV, that you can tell they have kids in the back because there's like, you can see the TV in there, like it's at night. You're trying to see the watch.
Hell yeah. Or you try to
watch along.
Yeah,
and you just miss your exit. You just try to watch a show.
I like those. They should have those for drivers.
Yeah, the whole windshield should just be a screen.
Yeah, just a giant screen. It will be eventually.
It will be. Yeah.
Yeah, man. It will be eventually.
We can watch whatever we want, do whatever we want.
Brian,
did you watch the thing I reviewed last week? The Black Mirror episode 1? Season 3?
No.
Okay. There is a whole video screen.
Brian, I'm going to throw a hypothetical situation at you. You let me know how it would change your life.
Okay.
Could you find an equal?
Elon Musk voted for Trump. How is that going to change your life?
Oh boy. An Elon Musk mention.
Imagine if he came out and said, I voted for Trump.
Yeah.
And double fingers.
I love Elon Musk so much that I would start to question whether I'm wrong
about
voting
Trump
for Hillary. Yeah.
Wow.
If Trump runs for re-election, like you vote that guy. Elon Musk did.
I'm like, hey, Elon Musk did it.
Yeah, he's the most long guy. So
that'd be just the worst.
Saw the cool video about like all the solar panel roof shingles he made.
Yeah,
those are cool.
They're so cool. They look like regular roof panels until you look at them, how the sun sees them, and then you can tell that
they're so smart.
That guy's awesome.
Yeah, it really is pretty amazing.
He founded PayPal, right? That was his first thing.
I think he was one of the people
who
was involved.
But that's why he initially made like a ton of money.
I think so.
But like, he was connected to PayPal.
Right.
And now people are like trying to like boycott PayPal. There's like a whole list of business people. Businesses that have like openly like supported Trump, and so people like boycotting those.
Got it.
But the PayPal one, at first, like, no, because Elon Musk, but it's just because one of the other co-founders of PayPal, who doesn't even work for PayPal
anymore,
like years ago, quit and moved on to other stuff. Like, he has been like a vocal supporter of Trump. And so now people like retroactively like boycotting PayPal.
Right.
And
I think that was the Tips for Jesus guy. That was Tips for Jesus, because Tips for Jesus guy came. He was one of the
PayPal people. Yeah,
so
that seems opposite. Like somebody who would give so much of their money away to a random server doesn't seem like your average like rich person. They usually like to keep their money.
Yeah,
and I wonder. That's interesting.
But I think yeah. Also, I think it was 100% just for like fun, like for him to just do like, and that's and then it became a thing.
I do lots of fun stuff. I was super rich.
What would you do, Josh?
Name one thing.
Yeah, name one thing, dumbass.
I'm Josh. I would do all kinds of things if I was rich.
Fuck you, you piece of shit.
Self-driving car completely encased in bumper stickers.
Oh. Wow.
I would put bumper stickers that on people's cars, and they're like, no, hey, bumper stickers, rip it off, but inside $1,000.
Ooh.
In between the bumper sticker and the surface of the car is $1,000.
Wow, Jesus.
Fun.
What fun?
Yeah, that actually leads into a topic idea I had. We've discussed superpowers on the show multiple times.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
Oh, yeah.
So this is like a new angle for it. So let's say we can think about different powers and stuff. So like, it's not like you have to pick a power, but like if different powers you suddenly had, what would you do to make money? And would you use that power? And if you would use the power, would you do legal or illegal things to make money? So like, you know, say you had like some amazing power like flight, would you still be a server? Would you still like do day-to-day things? Or would you figure out a way to use that power to make money so you don't have to do another job? Or if you're not and you want to be a hero with their powers, what job would you have that would let you leave on the spot to go rescue people?
I like this. First thought, initially, probably incorrect. I'd have x-ray vision so I can find needles in haystacks. And I'd be a needle haystack finder.
You can lose a needle. Is it possible to be in your haystack? Hire me.
Hire me. Oh, no, this isn't a real thing. It's just a term? Okay, great.
You can just buy a needle from a cheaper? Great.
I would. Man. This is a very loaded question,
yeah,
because
I was just thinking about it. Yeah, we list different powers. Because like in the movie Jumper, he's got the ability to just teleport wherever he is thinking about.
Yeah. Didn't he rob a bank?
Yeah, that's how he made money. He would go into banks. He would like teleport into the vault, take a bunch of money, because it's, you know, take it from the bank itself and they're insured for it. Not take it. He wouldn't go into like people's personal like safe deposit boxes. He would just take from the bank. They're insured. They get the money back, and he would just leave a bunch of IOUs. So he wasn't like robbing people individually. It was like, you know, definitely morally gray, but more towards the bad thing because it is illegal. But
that was a good movie.
I like that movie.
I like Jumper.
So, if you teleport,
I'm going to review Jumper.
But like, you want to take shit with you, you just have to be touching it. It's like whatever you're touching,
yeah, he can bring people
with you.
Yeah.
And by the end of the movie, spoilers, he was like taking like half houses and stuff like that.
Yeah, it got real crazy. But, you know, so say you have that ability, you just appear wherever you want. You could do that. Or like, would you think of a more legal way to use that same ability to make money?
I mean, what does that mean, legal? Postmates. Work for the government?
Just appear people, you make Postmates deliveries like 2 seconds.
Yeah, that's true. But then you like the minimum is like $4. Yeah. You have this amazing teleportation power, and then you made $4. Actually, that wouldn't even work because Postmates works with like the you know, it depends on how long everything takes. So,
but you're gonna talk to the Postmates headquarters like, hey, make an app just for me.
Right,
I will have these things literally just wherever people need to deliver all over the world.
Okay, yeah. At that point, why are we not? Why is he not starting his own Upstart?
Oh yeah, do that. That's what I'm saying. Like, what would you do if you had some powers?
Well, first off, if I realized that right now I had the power, let's say a flight, and give me another one.
Giant dick.
Okay, well, you know that's bones across the table. You know that's already happened. Thanks, thanks, superpowers.
Yeah, bones, he can fly. Bones.
Same with a flight and super speed. At first, I'm going to have no idea.
You can fly real fast.
Or run real fast.
Or run
like
real fast.
Like Flash, yeah.
Okay.
And I would have, at first, you're going to have no idea what, you know, what the capabilities are, where your limits, and I would tell no one.
Oh, yeah.
I would tell no one that this is a possibility. And until I could come out to, like, you two and be like, listen, yeah, I got this fat dick.
You can come out to us whenever you want, buddy. We're here for you. We support you.
Thank you.
We love you.
Thank you.
You're not welcome in America starting in January.
Nah, January 20th, the worst day of the new year. 2017 is going to be great. I wouldn't tell anyone. I wouldn't even tell you guys until I could figure it out. And then once I was like, all right, comfortable telling you, and I know you guys wouldn't tell anyone else, or Brian, you wouldn't Instagram about it.
Like there's just all these dirty secrets on Instagram.
Yeah,
or just doing Snapchats because people can only find out the secrets for a day.
True. Yeah. But I would ask your guys' opinions, and because I'm like, yo, listen, I got this super speed, I got this awesome flight power. I'm sorry, you guys are two normal humans. That sucks for you. And also, Brian, thank you again, Fat Dick. but what do you, how do you, there's no job that I can think of in my mind.
But what Kevin O'Brien was saying, like, one idea I had was not necessarily work for the government, but maybe, like, with them. Like, hey, like, I will be on retainer just for when there's, like, a hostage situation. Because I can just pop in, get the hostage out, pop out. Mm-hmm. No one has to lose any lives, and the situation is just done, and then you just pay me a salary.
Where's that money's coming from? People paying taxes then?
I guess. It's like, but you can, you know, replace a bunch of cops.
Right. Oh, that's perfect. Yeah, they don't need those jobs.
No. I'll take away jobs.
I think what I would do is, if my power was time travel, I would just consistently go to different points in the history in the past.
Oh, yeah, like Back to the Future 2.
Yeah, and like, you know, bet on sports or play lotto.
Steal Nazi gold.
Steal Nazi gold. Yeah. Maybe see what kissing Hitler's like.
I'm going to go back in time and kiss Hitler. Wait, did you say kill Hitler? Oh, should I?
Kill Hitler, yeah.
Your mission, go back in time and kiss Hitler. Wait, should I kill him? No, just kiss him. We think that's going to make a world of difference.
What if there was a time traveler and he got all his instructions from his boss via text, but sometimes there were, like, typos? Like, every time I write I miss you to somebody, it always says I kiss you instead.
Ooh, how often are you saying I miss you?
I'm always just tell everybody that.
I miss you.
Then they feel special.
You've never said it to me.
Oh, I miss you so much, Josh.
Winked at Leo as if to say I don't mean what they just said to Josh.
That's not what I mean at all.
Oh, wait. Even bigger wink this time.
What if...
So big and obvious.
What if you went back in time, you kissed Hitler...
But that, you know what I mean?
And then came back to forward time, and Hitler did nothing that he did.
Because that kiss was like,
and now he was like, he's like he's like the LGBT like community leader. He was like the drive to like get
That's amazing. So then things would have worked out just because of a missed typo.
Oh, no, you're not texting.
You must go back and kill him. But it says SS instead of LL.
Yeah.
Oh, hi, Adolf.
I'm from the future. Time travel would be the easiest to make money because, yeah, you just go bet on everything.
Or yeah, just steal bad people's money. Mm-hmm. But then you go back and maybe they
got... But what is bad? Who's bad?
Cartel.
Okay, or you know what? Maybe, okay, you're right. Maybe necessarily not bad, but people that have more than enough. Like Rockefellers. Like, just go...
Ooh, I think that's good. Like, teleport into... I don't know. How would you be able to, like, take money from, like, yeah, Coke?
Or you go to someone like Elon Musk, like, hey, I will be your personal courier. Whatever you want, I'll have it for you in an instant. And then he just pays you a bunch of money because he's got a bunch of money.
Right.
So he's like, oh, I need this part.
Bing. And that'd be good, too, because then you're helping somebody like Elon Musk better the world.
Mm-hmm. As opposed to, like, being on the chain for the government, who eventually, okay, but now I need to go kill somebody.
Right, right.
And, you know, some people think he's terrorist, some people don't. So, but, you know, you get started, I kill him.
But then it'd be fun because then you could be like, fuck you, and smack the person who said it to and then teleport away.
Ooh.
Having more power than your boss is always good.
I like the time travel, and I think kissing Hitler is probably the best thing that could happen.
If I could just go kiss Hitler, change his mind about everything that he ever did, the world would be a better place.
All right, let's say you have super strength. What would your job be?
Oh, you'd work for like the fire department. Mm. Lifting burning objects off of innocent folks.
I would go...
But how much money does it have?
I would go to a butcher shop or a butcher where they're killing all the cows, mm-hmm. and I'd lift all the cows and I'd carry them out.
They're already dead. I mean, the butcher shop.
No, the ones...
There's giant sacks of dead meat.
I'm making money because I'm going to sell the cows. I'm going to ask the cows for some money for saving their lives.
This is how you have to think about this.
I'm right, you're wrong. I'm right, you're wrong. There's cows that are going to pay me to give them their freedom. Have you ever heard of the hashtag freedom cows?
I don't think so. No.
Yeah, because it's real.
Might as well have heard of fake things.
I only know about fake stuff. If it's real, I've never heard of it.
Wow. Super strength. I mean, obviously you're going to go work at a construction yard. You're going to go build a, you know, skyscraper and house. You're going to do it minus the crane, which, you know, I would
crane still go real high. If you have super strength, you can't go up.
Throw it up.
Yeah. And somebody out there will catch it.
Yeah.
Somebody else without the super strength.
One beam that you throw up there just destroys everything that's been built so far.
Well, no, it might take away the crane. we're going to build a skyscraper, and I'm going to walk the flights with this giant beam.
Because that was one of my favorite parts of
Superman. Yeah, it'll take years. More so than normal.
That Superman Earth 1, the first volume that came out was, you know, obviously Clark Kent has a ton of powers.
Yeah.
And it was him deciding what he should do with his life, like, for his job-wise, you know, besides just being Superman and saving people, like, what should he do? And he, you know, he tried different things. You know, he tried out for, you know, NFL. And everyone wanted to give him millions of dollars because, you know, he could be the quarterback and receiver. Like, right. He was just insane. And then then he went to, like, some, like, kind of like an Elon Musk thing, but, like, more like a, even more like a, the guy was kind of like a, not really a bad guy, but that he wasn't really doing things to help the world.
That's not richer. Like Elon Musk at all.
I'm saying, like, but he's someone who, like, does scientific
advances. Sorry, I'm sensitive.
Yeah, sorry. Someone's making, like, huge, like, scientific, like, technological advances, but, you know, obviously for just the motivation of becoming a better businessman and wealthier. Not like this is going to make the world better, but just like, but still. And so he used his super, you know, intelligence, and he was able to solve some of their equations that had stuck on for a long time. So they wanted to pay him billions of dollars to just, you know, be there. And after all of that, he ended up still just choosing the Daily Planet because of the people. And like some big world crisis happened, that was actually his debut as Superman, coming out and doing that. And it was like the Daily Planet people who were there, like, in the mix of it, like, taking pictures and reporting this and stuff like that, where, like, the guy who was, like, you know, scientific place, was he, like, was super selfish, and he used helicopters to fly away and didn't try to do anything to people and stuff like that. And
so
then,
this actually is, there's a lot to this question.
Yeah.
It's not like, about you making money, it's about so many factors.
Exactly. So it's like, yeah, if you had, if you suddenly had superpowers, because, like, Spider-Man, one of the things people most identify with him is because he's always has money problems. He doesn't use his powers to, like, benefit him, like, financially. He's, you know, he's on retainer. Sort of, you know, he's a freelance photographer for, you know, Daily Bugle, and he's always just getting by with, you know, bills and stuff, but yet he's still saving people daily. And he could, you know, use those powers to do something else, job-wise.
It would be fun to, like, save somebody from getting mugged, you know, and then, like, when you kick all the muggers' asses and you swing this person to safety, and they're like, thank you, and then you're like, yeah, no problem, like, give me what's in your wall. Just
saved your wife. Yeah, this isn't really mugging. This is a fee for saving you. I mean, obviously they don't do that after the fact, but that is the premise for Heroes for Hire. Luke Cage and Iron Fist and stuff like that. Were like an agency that they started, and people would pay them to, you know, help them for, like, solve crimes or you know, basically be heroes.
Yeah.
But for it wasn't after the fact.
Got it.
They were like, hey, I just saved your life, so I'm going to send you a bill.
Well, it just sounds better than, like, landing at the mugging site and, like, being like, hey, you want me to save you?
Hey, it's search price right now, so it's going to cost
less. Well, but you got
to
pay it.
There's a lot of muggings happening right now. If you want me to save you.
Super. Superhero.
I'm a superhero.
I would love to be a superhero.
I can, like, totally save you, but did you have to check in on your phone? I'll say I'll be there in a minute.
That's pretty great. That could be like a sketch, right?
Nah, super?
Super. So people, like, you know, in a situation, a hero, like,
do you want to see if there's somebody close who's also getting mugged? You guys can pull this?
Yeah.
Be a little cheaper.
Who's okay, if we know where people are getting mugged, call the police.
Superhero app.
Yeah,
that's good.
With Surge. But it's actually going to cost you more than he is currently mugging you for.
Yeah, you heard it.
You may want to just take this mugging.
take this mugging. It sucks. We know. Wow. Okay. This is great, folks. You heard it here first. Don't steal the idea.
Yeah, we're making a new web series called Super.
Thankfully, I think we'll be fine because nobody listens.
What if our two listeners somehow steal the idea?
That'd be incredible.
Like, across states. My brother back in Georgia.
Teams up with Matthew.
Yeah, in California. Yeah. And they somehow make this series before we do.
Well, then we'd be a bunch of idiots.
We'd be a bunch of dumb idiots.
Brian, let's talk about Postmates.
Postmates!
You've been postmating around, huh?
I've been doing a little postmating. Chad, my roommate. Mm-hmm.
And lover.
Former lover.
Current lover.
Current lover.
Former, present, future lover.
We started postmating on the same day. We've been doing it for several weeks now. It is very interesting. I do it on my bike.
Bicycle.
No, I did my motorcycle, and I've had to learn how to, like, work. Like, first I was like, okay, I can't do anything with the I can't pick up and deliver any food or somebody orders a drink. How am I supposed to carry a drink on my bike?
Mm-hmm.
But then I decided that I will take my my fucking NutriBullet container.
Yeah.
I just take that with me. So then if there is a drink, I just pour the drink into that. It's an airtight container. Put that in my backpack with the food, travel to the destination, and then when I get there, open it up, put it back in the cup, and deliver it. So I'm like, okay, I can actually do a thing with the drinks. No problem.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. But there's still some problems with that. Like, I had a McDonald's order recently, and it's it gives you, like, the Postmates app gives you a little, it pops up and says, all right, here's a delivery from McDonald's. You can either say no right away, or you can say, like, look at the details. So I looked at the details, and it said, it was, like, 1- Chicken McNuggets, 1 sandwich, 1 fry, 1 McFlurry, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay, if there's, I can do that. But then when I accepted it, it, like, expanded, and it really said 1 times 4 orders of fries, 1 Ooh. Times 5 orders of 20 nuggets.
Oh.
So it was all, like, super expanded. And the McFlurry one was 1 times 4 McFlurries.
Whoa.
So I'm on a motorcycle. I somehow fit all of the food, and I'm not kidding, it was, there were 80 chicken nuggets, 5 like hash browns, 10, like all this shit. But I was able to like jam it in my backpack and make that work. But then I had this drink carrier of 4 McFlurries.
Ugh.
I was like, well, okay, I don't know what to... So I put it on my lap, like in between my legs and like resting on the very bottom of the tank.
Yeah, yeah.
And it actually worked. So I've done that a couple times. Big tray of sushi I did on my lap once.
Oh, wow.
All kinds of shit. So it's been fun to, like, figure that out.
It's like a puzzle every time. Yeah. When I did it, I had a car, so that was not an issue.
Yeah, Chad can take anything. Somebody sent Chad to actually, I mean, he didn't do it, but sent him to pick up a king-size box spring.
What?
Yeah. Insanity. Like, you can get anything.
Yeah.
Today he was supposed to go pick up some $500 order from Bose.
Hmm.
Like, all these speakers and shit.
Damn.
Yeah, they can, people can really...
Hopefully they tip well on that.
Yeah, so it's been interesting.
Yeah, because it's not like Uber where you just get like a chunk of whatever they bought, like at the cost.
Right.
It's just
it's separate. The most company just pays you.
Most of your income is just from the if they tip you or not.
Yeah, because so the amount that Postmates pays you is not high.
Yeah, not at all. That was my issue because it's such a risk. You don't know if you're going to make any money.
Right.
And so,
and the, every day is different.
Yep.
You can have literally a great day, and then the next day is garbage.
Mm-hmm. And and so it seems like, because you were telling me before we did this podcast today, you had to pick up downtown LA and drive all the way to Inglewood. And that was my issue too, was there were no limits on how far away the delivery, because that could take up so much of your time, and if they don't tip you, it's like,
just
wasted all that time.
And you do get paid for the distance, so that trip to downtown
that
Inglewood.
Maxes out though.
Right, I mean, it was good for one trip, but all the time it took, and to get back home, and everything, that's just
So it's like, if you're not going to, like, try to do some deliveries around there, and hopefully going back.
Yeah.
And the same thing with Uber, too. If you got, like, a super expensive ride going super far away,
one way,
you can make the whole trip, free.
Yeah, but that's weird.
The longest one I ever did was I picked up, pickup was near my house, which was great, in Silver Lake, Knuckle and Claw, like, the lobster old place.
Sure.
But the person who ordered it was in Venice. Then drive all the way to Venice to get it to him.
It doesn't, like, why would you, there's no, like, today in Inglewood, I went, the shit I got from downtown was pasta. Like, there's no places in Inglewood where you can just get a shitty pasta. Like, it wasn't even a nice place. I didn't tell just walking what kind of place it was.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you order from so far away?
Yeah, who knows?
So,
yeah.
Do
they
tip you? I don't know yet.
Yeah, that's another thing. You don't know until later. So it's not like they have to look you in the eye, like, here's your no tip.
Right.
They can just do it in the comfort of the home, I'm going to stiff this guy, and you won't know until later.
And the thing is, you don't, like, for people that don't use Postmates all the time, like, if some dude orders for me today,
mm-hmm.
and then he doesn't get back on Postmates for a month, like, that's when the thing will come up and say, how was your last trip?
Oh, right.
And he'll be like, oh, right, I don't know. It was a month ago. Here's a dollar, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, it's not instant.
Yeah.
So it's just crazy. Chad's already gotten a couple $20 tips, though, which makes no sense, but is awesome.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. I'm good. Leo was just offering me some brewski, like a real man boy.
Real man boy.
So I was not a fan of the distance, like the lack of Lyft for that.
Which is funny, because then you did Lyft for a while. Or an Uber.
Yeah, but that, like, if I go somewhere far, I'm making much money on that far trip without the risk. It's not like I'm going to drive someone from Silver Lake to Venice and then hope that they tip me, and if they don't, I made no money for that. Or I made a little bit.
Right.
And, like, the odds are, I'm going to get some rides going back the other way.
Yeah, yeah.
But also when I first started doing Postmates, it was pretty new to LA. It started in, you know, Simi Valley, and then, or not Simi Valley, Silicon Valley, like San Francisco, just like all of those.
Yeah.
And then it was like coming to LA, but people weren't really using that often.
It's very popular now. I'm very busy.
Which is good.
And it's always, if I'm out, it's ding, ding, ding. Even when I'm on a delivery, a new op thing yep. comes up and says, grab this.
Do they do the thing now? Do they even still have the option of you having to sign up in advance for like hours? Is that even like a thing?
Yeah, you can sign, you can put yourself on the schedule so that you are hit us first.
Okay, that's still part of it.
Which I do too. I just don't know if it's worth the time.
Yeah.
The freedom's great. I can work for a couple hours and then stop, go do my other job or whatever. Yeah. But I don't know if it's worth the time yet.
Yeah.
We'll see. Seems like a very good like interim job to make a few extra dollars while you're trying to figure out where you went wrong in your life.
Postmates. This is presented by Postmates.
Yeah, thank you so much, Postmates.
And so I looked into doing Grubhub because they do have limits because like, you'll be like in they have like zones. So people can't, someone who in Venice couldn't order from somewhere. Like, they can only order like within a certain range of their home. And it's for all the places that you can order on Grubhub that don't have their own delivery.
Yeah.
And so that was cool, but the only way you could do it was if you signed up for hours, and they would make all the hours for the whole week available.
Oh, yeah,
you had like Sunday morning at 9 a.m.
So everybody go on Grubhub.
And they're all gone for the whole week. I tried 3 weeks in a row and never got a single hour.
Jesus.
And I was just like, well, this is dumb. And so I quit. I never actually did a single Grubhub delivery.
Oh, wow.
I had a ton. Because, you know, Postmates needs to take a bag.
Yeah.
So I have so many different Grubhub things. I'm actually going to go give them all the goodwill unless you want the Postmates.
One of the
Grubhub
bags and shit?
Yeah, so like, they're like much bigger versions of like the Postmates.
Come on, I'm on a motorcycle.
And then I have one. I have Chad ones. I've literally been going to go give them the goodwill. Because they just sent them all to me. But the one I'm going to keep just because, I don't know, for future video purposes or something, is like a full-on, like, it's even red, like a pizza delivery bag.
Oh yeah.
So I have all, they seem like four or five bags, like big ones. Postmates just give me that one. And then
one little bag.
Yep. But I use that at the grocery store every time.
I mean, it's been fine.
It's my grocery store bag.
Yeah. One day I will not, I was sitting at Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles today forever because like they just like missed the order somehow.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just like sitting there while other Postmates and Grubhubs are coming in after me and leaving before me, and I'm just like thinking about how I only had an hour and a half because I wanted to come over here for a podcast, and I'm just like, God, I hate this so much.
Yeah. And yeah, so you had a post saying that, like, yeah, all those restaurants and places hate Postmates. And
the employees of the restaurants hate
it's because you're just picking up, but it's not you who's not tipping.
Right.
You know, it's not up to you.
Right.
But
you're the person they see, so they're like, fuck you, why aren't you tipping?
Yeah, but at the same time, it's like, it's not your money.
No, it's the employees have to do all this extra work to bag up and take all the orders and all this stuff. But Postmates doesn't pay them. The Postmates delivery person obviously doesn't tip them.
I've never thought about that.
The company that you work for doesn't pay you.
Yeah.
I have never thought about
that. That's why
so they're all just pissed. Like, fuck you.
That was
free work.
Yeah, that was the most uncomfortable part. So say like, you know, where we work.
Wow.
Someone places a massive takeout order. And they have to bag up all this stuff, but then a Postmates person just comes in to take it and leaves. The Postmates person's not going to tip them out of their own pocket. They're the ones, they're working. But if the person who ordered it doesn't say also leave a tip for the takeout people, then there's nothing you can do. And then they just did all that work, and because the person who ordered it isn't the one picking it up and signing and, you know, leaving a tip.
And possibly tipping it.
Yeah, possibly tipping. Then they're just doing all that for zero. So that's the issue. And that was the most uncomfortable part of the job is having to sign that.
I apologize to everyone. I'm like, hey, but I know you know I'm doing this for Postmates. It's not mine. I'm sorry. I can't tip you. And I was like, yeah, no.
Yeah.
That sucks, dude. That sucks. I've never thought about that.
Yeah, that's the part I hate the most.
Bloodsoats, I have to say, because Bloodsoats are super busy with Postmates. They finally, because the hosts were complaining, Bloodsoats just out of their pocket give tips out the hosts a percentage of what the Postmates sales were.
Oh, wow.
That's awesome.
Which is crazy, which I don't think is very common. Like,
no.
Jeff's talking to Cher about it because they get it all at Wexler's all the time. And they hate it so much because they're doing all this work and they're making no money.
Yeah.
I really need to go where Cher works as well because she says the fucking pastrami sandwich is
pastrami.
Out of this world.
Also, just in general, that whole area downtown, the Grand Central Market, everything in there is fucking amazing.
Oh, is it by Grand Central Market?
It's in Grand Central Market.
Oh,
what?
Okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
There's a barbecue place right outside there that's fucking fantastic.
Horse Thief is fine.
I loved it when I went there. Also, yeah, there was
There's a Golden Road in there. There's an Italian place. There's a Thai place. There's breakfast. There's everything.
Yeah.
I mean, everything.
And it's right off the Red Line. So I remember, like, if I was going downtown for interviews, awesome. Egg Slut is there, I think. I know you like that.
I've been there.
Coffee places in there.
I've been to Egg Slut.
I was hoping that that would end the podcast.
Maybe it will. Who's editing, Josh?
Yeah.
End it there, baby.
End it there.
End it there.
I'm ending it at Cream.
Cream. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All
the talk.
We had to go. We had to go.
We gotta go, guys. We gotta go.
We gotta go. So
what else are you into?
I would like you possibly to throw it to the Washington Sports Corner.
Whoa! I would love
real
to.
Real quick.
Leo!
Hey, yeah.
Well, it's happening in Washington.
Oh, my God. Shit is going crazy in Washington.
I think we might as well now rename it. Hoop Skittles.
Hoop Skittles DC.
Yes, I am the one ring to rule them all from Sir Trump.
Oh, my God. No. Leo Albert Kovac Jr., please inform us and the world who's listening about what is going on in D.C., and I'm not talking about Trump. I'm talking about sports.
Hey, Brian, I didn't catch any of that. I just wanted to throw it to the Washington Sports Corner because the Washington Redskins are 5-3-1. But I wanted to throw it because this is a very strange season.
Yeah, it is.
The Cowboys are 8-1. We needed...
8-1.
8-1. The Eagles are up there as well. I think they're now 5-4, I believe.
Okay.
But they're all competing, and I just wanted to say that I'm excited about the season still, which is strange to say for a Redskins fan halfway through the season. That's all.
No, that's literally amazing.
I saw a fantastic tweet the other day from some fake – it's like from the fake NFL –
yeah,
it's like it has the same logo, everything is like the NFL, but I follow him because it's amazing. But it was Alshon Jeffrey, your Bears wide receiver,
star receiver.
4 weeks he's out because of whatever he might have used, some performance enhancing drugs. But the tweet was basically he is excited that he took the performance enhancing drugs because now he gets 4 weeks off from playing for the Bears. And I was like, dude, that's fantastic.
It's like a good thing to be suspended.
To be suspended.
To play with that team. Oh, God.
Also, throwing this out there, Tony Romo came out and basically sat himself.
Did he really?
Yeah. He was yesterday. He gave the speech of saying, the team's 8-1. We've won 8 games in a row. This ties the longest streak they've had since 1977. And...
That Steelers game was great.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I was watching it at Outpost.
Oh, yeah.
Without you. Where were you?
I assume working.
Yeah. But it was...
Paul Springs.
Good point.
This weekend.
Yeah, Palm Springs. Let's watch the Redskins game this weekend, please. And Bears and whatever you want to watch together. Cool. But, he basically sat himself and he said, he's like, I'm hurt. I'm back. But the thing is, I'm not going to jump back in and ruin a good thing.
Yeah, like ruin that momentum?
Yeah, he's like, I'm not going to jump back in and ruin Dax. Dax our guy. He's proven that he's our guy.
Yeah.
And he didn't take any questions or anything. He just read this super heartfelt thing. And I was like, ooh, that's super sad. Basically benching himself and saying, Dax, the new quarterback, I'm not. And he walked off right afterwards and didn't say anything else. Very interesting. So...
What about
sports
next
corner
season?
There.
I'm wondering. I'm curious.
I think he's gone. I think RG3 is gone from the Browns. I think there's going to be a lot of changes.
Cutler's gone.
Yeah, Cutler.
Cutler's gone?
Not yet.
I don't think he'll play next year for the Bears.
Ooh, how happy will you be?
Pretty happy, but only if he doesn't play for the Bears and also dies.
Ooh, hypothetical. He didn't vote for Trump. Just like him anymore.
I would like him a little bit more. Yes, I actually would. Yeah. But he's such an asshole, he probably voted for Jill Stein or something.
I voted Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, I wrote him in. I wrote in Feel the Burn.
I hope
they understood what I meant.
Also a giant mistake.
I put a bumper sticker that said Feel the Burn
on
my
ballot.
Yep. I love that 10,000 people in this election, a little over 10,000, wrote in Harambe.
Oh my God, that's $10,000 bill is probably going to help, but yeah. Okay.
No way.
I still love that baby gorilla born.
This is Josh's favorite story.
I love it.
Josh will, I would probably say once a week, tell me this story.
Well, if anytime Harambe comes up, got it related to this. So, like, some baby gorilla was born, I think, in the Chinese zoo, and they, like, let all the, you know, just the public vote on what the name of this new gorilla should be. And
oh, really?
And the top winner was Harambe, Mick Harambe Face. First name, Harambe. Last name, Mick Harambe Face.
Oh, my God.
I love the internet. Harambe, Mick Harambe Face.
The internet's the best. And the worst.
Yeah. Oh, God. Harambe, Mick Harambe Face. The last name is what makes it so good.
Mick Harambe.
Like, Harambe, okay, whatever. Right. But the fact that you're named Mick Harambe Face.
So did they name it
That was the top vote, so they had to do it.
You had to do it.
This little baby gorilla that doesn't know what the hell's going on is now known as Harambe McHarambe Face.
Yes. Also, that's my favorite part of the story, too, is because Josh specifies that the little baby gorilla doesn't know what's going on. Yes.
He doesn't know he's the result of a meme. I love it.
Harambe.
How about, unless anyone else has anything, I'd like to jump into some... reviews, baby.
It's pretty good. That's a good like topic that we should go into like detail about. Yeah, yes, feel like the old days,
guys.
It doesn't feel like Trump's America,
gentlemen.
Even though it is, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Gentlemen. When I pour.
Thank you. I appreciate everyone doing it away from the mic. Is my favorite. All right, you know what? One last Leo point.
Oh, sure.
Remember, three fingers. Of course. Yeah. If I point at you, answer my question.
Got it.
I love that we do things that no one else sees or hears.
I love that we reference inside jokes.
The whole episode.
And that the inside jokes were made off air, right. And then we're calling them back on air, as if anyone, like, yelling Pierce.
We're entertained.
Yeah.
And I think us being entertained entertains the audience.
Yeah, I think they feed off
our Prepare for the point.
Okay.
Could you climb a ladder to a third-story building that doesn't exist?
The building doesn't exist or the ladder doesn't exist?
Ladder.
Wait, the ladder doesn't exist?
No.
But I'd climb the third-story building?
Could you climb the ladder? It doesn't exist.
No.
Fantastic. Same question.
Say it again.
There's a three-story building. Mm-hmm. Could you climb the ladder to that building that doesn't exist?
Absolutely.
Fantastic. Yeah. Great job, everybody. Yeah. Two games this podcast. Two games.
That's a record.
Oh, God. What are we reviewing?
Brian's so over.
What's everyone reviewing?
I am going to review Brian's thoughts in his initial phase on bumper stickers when I said it.
Wow. I love it.
So for the whole audience, so please, if anyone wants to throw it to me.
Sure.
Brian, you should probably throw it.
Hey, Leo.
Yes, Brian.
Earlier this episode, you asked... No. You began the topic. And let me just say, amazing topic.
Fantastic.
Insightful.
Fantastic.
Interesting. Relevant. Topical.
Starting to sound a little bit passive-aggressive now.
Of, I hate bumper stickers. Here's why. Let's get into it.
Boom. Let's talk about it.
As soon as you said it, I apparently made a face and a comment in response.
Yes.
And if you wouldn't mind just giving us a three-word review of that reaction.
For sure.
Followed by the meow that I, as a cat, would make in response to you wanting to talk about cheese and clam chowder and bumper stickers all the time.
Pepper Jack,
please! Of course. And also, I appreciate throwing it to me.
It's my pleasure.
Real. Justified. Ugly.
Okay.
You know what? Change it. First time ever. Going back on the word. Hideous.
Not descriptive enough. Need to amp it up.
So I was going to apologize and make it something nicer? Nope.
Nope. Made it worse.
To be honest, I don't really know if we need a lot real. It was a real thing that happened. Justified. I talk about dumb stuff, and it's all right. And I get it. And I get it. Hideous.
Most importantly, that last word.
Yeah. Hideous. Of just like it's hideous that no one else appreciates. Pepper Jack, please. It's really hideous that no one appreciates, my love for just, strange things. And I just get so much, grief and guff for it. So I
always get that guff.
I get guff. I get grief. I get goosed. I get it all. So that's all. Thank you.
Well,
my review. My review is over. So, great.
What do you have to?
I have not watched anything new in terms of like a movie this week. I've just watched, continuing episodes of shows I've been watching. So I'm going to review those. So I reviewed roller skating last night.
Yeah.
Leo,
you want to give me that
sweet, sweet throw?
Kiss my boy. Josh, or as I might say, my boyfriend Josh, could you please review your evening last night at Moonlight Rollerway in Glendale on San Fernando Avenue, followed by a cat meow that, unlike you, can't roller skate?
Bicycle?
Backwards?
My favorite thing about all of these reviews is they're going south so fast.
So bad.
So good. Please, for the love of God, why bicycle?
Please explain bicycle.
So I had not roller skated, I would easily say 20 years. But it was like riding a bike because I got right
into it.
And I was, I was never great at roller skating anyway. I could never do tricks or anything like that, but I could, go pretty fast around the rink and then fall down. And
when you turn around the circle, do the thing where your legs cross?
There was a guy there last night.
Yeah, that's all he was doing, just crossing his legs and doing it backwards all the time. So there's people who, that was an interesting place in terms of clientele.
Holy God. I got yelled at for cursing, first off.
So there...
That's stupid.
There are people there that this is their passion. And they have found a place where they can all share this passion together.
Oh.
And they are some unique people.
Wow.
Because of that.
Like, they need to roller skate.
Yes.
And
There was a couple who were... I am thrilled that they found each other.
Yeah.
Because you can tell that they are both very much into this. And they both, guy and girl, man and woman, I would say easily mid-40s, both wearing cargo shorts, t-shirts tucked into them, and roller skating together, but not like hand in hand, as like a slow dance, like cheek to cheek, his arm around her back, both of their other hands clasped, like, so one of them is always having to skate backwards just going around, and like, they're both really good, and you can tell that they found something they both mutually thoroughly enjoy, and they're so happy together, and it was beautiful, and it was actually really, really great. There was not like a negative thing.
Right.
These people are different than me. We come from different walks of life in terms of how we see the world. And
I can't get over the shirts tucked into cargo shorts.
Yeah. And
also, the same human beings both felt the need. Who is 1,000% one of the worst roller skaters there last night, as my bruises on my body can show, felt the need to tell me how to roller skate.
Yeah, they and I came off the rink to give him some tips.
And then on the rink when I fell, he was like, "Well, you need to." I was like, "Dude, I'm not going to get it just because your dumb fucking ass is telling me this. Go away." Mm-hmm. And he 100% I think got it finally. And I was just like, "No," and I was just like, "I don't know how to turn. I don't know how to go. I don't know." Yeah.
And then backwards, that the lady of that group, because I've never been able to backwards skate. I don't understand how it works. And it was like, you know, it's kind of like Adult Swim, like the different times. Like, okay, now it's backwards skating only, or couple skate. One time it's backwards skating only. I was like, oh, at least try. So I got out there and I was like trying to, I was just like kind of like walking backwards in the skates. I was like not getting much momentum. And then she was like trying to give me some like gentle, bend your knees, don't bend forward, and use some momentum. But like, so I was doing a little bit. Yeah. I got like a quarter way around, and then I kind of like came to like a halt. I couldn't like get myself going again, so I just turned around and skated forwards to get off the rink.
I love the idea of them.
But. Just-
dancing, like dance skating.
This place had there was, sometimes there was music when you took a break.
Yeah.
Like actual music pumping through the stereo. But this place, Moonlight Rollerway, in Glendale, on San Fernando Avenue, had a fucking guy playing the, like,
organs.
The organs. Thank you.
Whoa. Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Live music.
Like he was sitting up there playing music. Thank you. I was just like, what? Yeah. This fucking place.
And did they sell, like, concessions?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's no booze, nothing like that.
And pretzels and stuff like that.
I did say fuck once, and she told me, she walked up and said, "We don't take that kind of language here. Take it outside."
Whoa.
And I was like, whoa. I was said fuck.
What? How? It was a Tuesday night.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How many people were there?
Our crew was probably like 10 people that we brought in.
Yeah.
I would say there was at most 30 other people there.
Okay.
At most.
And on the rink at a given time, 15 to 20.
Yeah.
It's pretty sparse. And
I wonder how it is on the weekend. I wonder if that place is.
They're only open a few hours. They open, the hours last night was 8 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. That's when they're open.
Wow.
So that's it. But yeah, and then bruises, yeah, a lot of people fell.
Yeah.
Billy, God bless him, couldn't get off the ground.
Billy was like me. Billy was like me. We started to get it right at the end.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't fall after, I fell the entire first 3 hours. And then, like, the last 30 minutes, I finally started to get it, and then it was, like, over.
It was done.
But I was done. I was done the minute the slushy fell on me.
Yeah, our whole group was very encouraging. Everyone wanted everyone to be having a good time. No one was laughing. Everyone was just encouraging everyone to keep back up, keep trying, and helping them out.
Yeah, so Billy and I were talking. We're going to go by ourselves. Just
practice.
And just practice, and then it'll never happen. But if we ever go back to Moonlight Rollerway.
In 2 weeks from my birthday.
Yeah. Yeah, Josh is like, Moonlight Rollerway, let's do it.
Yeah, what are we doing for your birthday? We got any plans yet?
It's Black Friday, so I guess probably go wait outside of Best Buy or something all day.
Fantastic. What does that mean? The 25th?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Black Friday. Okay. Well, whatever you want to do. It sounds terrible that way.
Yeah, let's go.
Also, we owe you money in 2 weeks.
What? Who?
If we get charged for this probably sounds awful podcast WordPress.
Right.
Yeah, we owe you money.
Okay. Give some money.
Oh, gotta get that money.
Gotta get that money, baby.
You guys gotta tell me how to get that
money. Monday. Yo, I cut myself, and man, it is not healing well.
On the finger?
Yeah.
Cut yourself on purpose?
This was like a week ago, and it looks like red and infected.
Oh, was this when you had the Band-Aid on it?
Yeah. Yeah. So it's like red and infected. So
put some super glue on it.
Yeah.
Does that help?
I mean, it just closes the wound.
Put some egg whites on it.
And you're right. Make me an egg white omelet.
Yeah. that'll help.
And give me the leftover yolks.
I don't understand egg white. Oh, come on. The yellow is so great.
Yeah. Well, stupid. Really dumb. Also, you're wasting all those.
You're wasting yolks. So many dead babies.
Yeah. Like, because you can buy just egg whites by themselves.
Right.
Well, what do they do? Is there a thing you can buy that's just yolks by itself?
Just like, yolks.
You know, all those yolks go in the trash?
Huh.
It's still a waste. It's not helping anything, you friggin' dummies.
Fucking dummies.
You friggin' dumbasses.
Yeah.
Josh, thank you for reviewing that.
Oh, yeah.
You, was a good time. All right, so let me just say, before Brian, you go and finish this fucking puppy up, Josh was real fucking good.
Nice.
And
nice.
He,
that's good, yeah.
And he was just, like, flowing. And he would see me and, like, give me, and it made me mad when he would touch me.
Yeah.
I smack his butt.
Because he would smack my butt and be like, you're doing great. I'm like, I'm fucking literally look like an asshole right now.
Leo's doing the classic holding on to like the cloth railing.
Yeah.
Making his way around. At one point, the referee, by the way, there was a referee.
There was.
Black and white striped shirt and black shorts and black little
blades. Like hanging out in the center?
You know, he just kept around. Keep an eye out for cuss words, I guess. But at one point, our group
was definitely going around.
You know, on the rink, but up against the wall, like right next to like where you hop off.
Yeah.
And just kind of talking to the other side. It was, ooh, can't stop on the rink. Cool.
Man.
Dude. So fuck. Oh, my God.
There was a time in my life when I went to the roller rink pretty often. Me and my friend Adam, who I mentioned before on this podcast. We would go to the rink with like girls we were dating and stuff in big groups, and it was like, it was cool, apparently.
Yeah, that was it. That last time I went to a roller rink, or roller skated or rollerbladed, I was like 12.
Right. It's
been almost 20 years.
That shit is nuts, bruh.
But that's so crazy to me that you can have that retention. Because, like, I'm decent at ice skating. Yeah. Like, when I have time to be on the rink, still one of my favorite pictures ever.
So good. Brian mid-fall.
Brian mid-fall and me right behind him. I just smiling.
You had a great beard in that photo, I remember.
Thank you. Yeah.
That's my one and only time I've ever been ice skating.
They have some ice skating downtown coming up, Pershing Square, and they have some ice skating in Burbank.
How about LA Live?
We should go, and at LA Live, yeah. We should go ice skating.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Let's go skate on
some
ice. Let's bring some dates.
Yeah, I'll bring those dates. Yeah, how about, can we just bring us three and call
each other?
All right. Brian, what would you like to...
I'm going
to
review the movie starring Amy Adams.
Oh,
you saw
it? No.
All right, well, I won't give anything away then.
Yeah, no, non-spoiler review.
I hope all your three words are just the ending.
Yeah. The Amy Adams, Forest Whitaker. And while he was great in it, super weird accent, which I didn't like.
Okay. So in the movie we were all talking about.
Oh, I didn't say it right. Sorry. Arrival.
Damn, I was trying to remember the Amy Adams movie with like the fairy tale one. I was gonna say that one. Like Enchanted.
Enchanted. There
you go. Like you know the Amy Adams. Like, no, you saw it. We're waiting to see Enchanted. But yeah, that's at Los Feliz 3. I want to see that, and I want to see Moonlight.
I am very excited.
I want to see Moonlight also. And Manchester by the Sea.
Yep.
It's supposed to be so great.
I was supposed to see it the other day, but I did not.
You got crunk instead?
We didn't get crunk, but we were having a good time. And we went to Dresden and then
you rested. Glad that we're all friends.
My
AKA you two are friends.
My
not we, as in like Leo and me, Leo and his date. I wasn't there either, dumb. No. You're the one who saw the movie.
You both were there in spirit. Brian, Josh,
how are you having FOMO when you're the only one who did it?
Yeah. Josh. Brian and Josh.
I'm having phony. Fear of doing it.
Josh looked at me last night at Golden Road, and I was like, dude, stay. Come on, man. What's going on? And he goes, hey, you had a good.
I passed out in the Uber at home.
Damn.
I had to be woken up and say, hey, we're here.
Oh, my God.
I was gone. Love it. It all just hit me like that. Like, I was fine because we've been drinking stuff the whole night, but then smoked pot right before we went into Golden Road.
Oh, yeah.
That just, like, elevated all of the drunkenness and everything, and it was like, hey, you're now overboard and you're done. And I was like,
so you just took an Uber?
Yeah, I Ubered home and had to be like, hey, we're here. Like, okay. Because I was out.
Got it.
I was out. And then don't remember much about once we were here.
Yeah.
And I remember I made a PBJ, came out this morning.
Really?
Peanut butter and jelly were on the counter still. Good job, me.
Nice.
And yeah.
Good job, me.
So I even, yeah.
Hashtag robbing it.
Yeah, I did. And, well, except it's my own food, so that's fine.
Yeah, that's good.
So I was, I would have been totally able to hang, but now I know that if I've been drinking, and then if I smoke some pot, that is going to increase
all the feelings
of the drinkingness, like, tenfold. Because I was fine. Like, when we left the roller, because we weren't really drinking at the roller, like,
it's a game changer.
Yeah.
But it's about to be legal as fuck in LA, too.
Yeah.
I was done. I could barely stand.
Put down the coke and heroin and do the drugs.
I can't be out anymore because I'm going to fall over.
Yeah.
Did you only go anywhere after Golden Road?
I went to Blue Room.
Okay, that's her
and
place.
And close it down, yeah.
Nice. Till like 4 a.m.
She had literally chips, 2 a.m. Okay. She had like chips in her hand. Not like chips. Like, you brought chips, Ryan. But
potato
like,
chips?
Poker did not, chips? Like, poker chips that said blue on them. And I don't know where she got them. Yeah, she had them. They're, like, basically drink tickets at this bar.
Yeah, she was telling me about
in Burbank.
Back when I was sober. And it sounded awesome. And, yeah, because that's, like, her bar. She, like, birthday girl. Victoria.
It's cash only. I didn't know that.
Victoria? Mm-hmm. Is that the one that I liked?
That was Vicky.
Got it.
Same name, though.
Yeah.
But yeah, so she's telling me about this.
Bones across the table for that.
That's like her bar, and like they let her stay after hours, which is why I was like kind of wondering if you guys were there.
No, everyone kind of wanted to take off, and I was on your level at 2 a.m. Mm-hmm. I was like, nope, I am pretty drunk. Mm-hmm. I was drunk. And then, yeah, just everyone kind of took off, and Shane, the beautiful man that he is, drove me home.
Oh, nice.
So.
He was good to go?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, he was good. He was good to drive.
Brian.
Sounds like you guys are having a lot of fun with your new friends. Yeah. And your young girls and all your beer.
Hey, it sounds like you had a great time.
Yes!
Well, we're about to find out what kind of time you had. So, Brian, I need a 3-word review of the film.
He's literally yet to say the title of the film.
Arrival.
We just went on a tangent for so long.
Followed by a meow that has been translated into English.
Whoa.
Yeah, like, what does that mean?
Right. Okay.
While Brian is thinking, I just realized I didn't even put my keys on the wrong hook. Not the normal hook I do. I was like,
I love that Josh, the wrong hook.
Well, like, I always
what a sign of like drunkenness.
Yeah. You put it one over on another hook.
I couldn't even get the right hook. I was
surprised it's even on a hook.
Yeah,
at all.
Surprised I was in the door of this, and I made a sign saying everyone come in.
Right.
Surprised that I didn't have it.
Surprised.
And then I get home, I see the sign, I'm like, all right.
Oh,
yeah, all right, sounds
good. All right, I'm gonna do this because you guys haven't seen it yet. My 3 words are: see this movie.
Ooh. I plan on seeing it this week. I will see that and Moonlight. They're both the most good thing.
I'll go with you to Moonlight if we are.
I will hit you up before I go. And with enough time for you actually to get here. Not 2 seconds before it starts. Hey, I'm in the theater. The first preview's done. We're going to do one more.
I went to see Arrival on a date. Otherwise, I would have hit y'all up.
He was going to see it on a date.
I don't like movie dates.
I wasn't there. I love movies.
Do your damn meow.
You're being real aggro right now.
Do your damn meow.
I appreciate it a lot.
Because I need to talk about bumper stickers again.
Okay, see this movie, and my meow is wow.
Whoa. Aroused.
Oh.
You're right.
I highly suggest that you see this movie, okay? Obviously, it has to do with the awesomeness that is Space and Aliens.
Oh, man.
But it's not just surface. There's like an awesome sort of understory or aligning story to like the main, you know, the main thing. It is fucking awesome.
A lot of people are saying this is an important movie to see right now, in particular with our times right now and accepting other cultures and stuff like that.
There's
like a metaphorical kind of like a thing you can see into it.
For sure. There's very, you know, there's accepting certainly Amy Adams and Jeremy Renner are give us more time. We would like to make, like, what if this could be a peaceful, interaction while, you know, China and everybody is just like, let's kill everyone. Yeah. So in that way, it's very cool. It's like, yes, they're different, but we don't have to just assume.
Can you imagine if you went to another planet, like, hey, we are very peaceful. We would just like to get to know you.
Right.
You know, sorry, there's no way for us to knock before we show up on your planet. Right. We are here now, and then everyone's like, kill it!
Right.
It's like, whoa!
Yeah, it's, you know, that there's some of those messages. And the aliens look cool, so that was
great. Oh, you get to see them?
Mm-hmm.
Do they, I don't really care. All right, this is not spoiler, this is what they look like. Do they look like gray aliens, typical gray aliens that you see?
No.
Ooh, cool.
Yeah, pretty different look for aliens.
Cool.
They have boobs for eyeballs.
Can't believe you guessed it. Yes, they do.
And eyeballs.
Ooh, okay.
And the problem was
movie.
They were always shirtless, but they always had something. So, I never saw their tits. I always saw their
eyeballs on chests.
Dumb.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's really cool, and then you have to, it's very thought provoking.
Minus the boobs.
Just remember that Forrest Whitaker's accent is stupid. That took me out a little bit, but not.
What? Yeah, I've only seen like a teaser of it, but I kind of didn't want to watch any more trailers of it because I knew I wasn't interested in it, and I didn't want to see any more footage until I saw the movie.
My date and I watched like a third of the trailer, and then we're just like, let's just stop and go see it.
Yeah. Can we try to guess? Because I don't know if I've actually heard Forrest Whitaker speak in any of the footage, which is why I didn't even know if he was there.
Oh, right.
Let's try to guess what nationality he's supposed to be and see if that is the accent that annoys him. My first guess, okay. South African.
Okay.
He's in a South African accent.
Do you have a guess?
I would love to guess.
As he raises two fingers.
2 point. I'm going to say Brazilian.
Ooh. Oh. Should we all log on to Wilmley.com and watch accents?
Yeah. And show them how it's really done?
Hello. I'm going to be real disappointing right now. I don't know how to explain it.
Oh, he just
it's like it. It sort of has a New York thing, but yeah, also like some other country too.
Do you think he was just trying something out and just was like, I'm just gonna go
I
with
guess
this?
So.
Does the movie take place in the future or the present day?
I don't know
if it's supposed to be like a certain amount of time in the future. So he was like, you know what? There might be a new dialect, a new regional way of speaking because people are so like
mixed. Fuck you, Forrest Whitaker.
There's not that much thought into it.
Okay.
It could be present. It could be present time.
Without
there's no like futuristic cars or there's nothing really about it except for the fact that I think just my mind was like, oh, there's aliens here and like maybe that didn't happen tomorrow. Maybe it's
all right.
Does anyone say welcome to Earth?
I have a quick game.
No, I don't think so.
And then real, punch an alien.
Real quick game, based on just that description, Leo and I each have to do our impression of what Forrest Whitaker's voice sounds like, and you let us know. Which of us got this closer to what it actually sounds like in the movie.
Okay, so, and remember my hints are that it was sort of New York-y.
Some other country.
And then also some other, like, oh, man. Yeah, some other country. But, like, some other country where English is, like, definitely also, like, so their second language for sure.
Okay.
It's just like this weird accented English.
Leah, you want to go first or me go first?
I'll go first.
Okay.
I'll go first.
Perfect.
You gotta try it out.
Yeah,
you gotta try it out first.
Of course, I would totally get it.
Hey, got a bagel. Oh boy, oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. Aliens coming down from the sky.
Josh, don't even go. Nail.
Whoa. Forrest Whitaker, who let you in here?
Also,
my favorite is that my impression was also to start with the word hey.
Oh, right. Hey, bagels. I was also going to include bagels.
Yeah, New York. Bagels and some other country food. You know. Are we going to go real quick?
Yeah, sure. Perfect.
Nailed wow. With the eyes. Wow. Got
I think
the
it's
eye.
His other eye that is.
Let's delete all there. Of this.
He calls her Amy Adams in the movie. It's so weird.
We got an Indian movie.
If you're listening to this podcast, no need to see the movie. You basically just listen to it. Yep, Renner walks around the whole movie with a bow and arrows. It's so crazy.
You got aliens up there, now you're down here.
Yeah, he's not a military leader. He's a boy with Down syndrome. Nailing it.
You got the aliens up there and now they're down here.
Ladies and gentlemen, before
we brought... It's a really good movie. It's really fun. Check it out. It's a very fun future science space aliens.
Oh, God. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Probably Sounds Awful podcast, episode 56.
56.
I think that's correct. I've said it twice now. It sounds good.
Yeah, it's like 56 or
57. I think it's 56. You can find us on Twitter at normally underscore norm. You can go to our website at www.normallynormal.com. You can email us at normallynormalcrew@gmail.com. And finally, you can go to our sponsor, efucked.com. That's always the best one.
EFUKT.com.
Yep, there's some good videos we'll probably watch right after this. if you watch it after you listen to it, then we'll be on the same page. I've been one of your hosts, Leo Albert Kovalik Jr. I've always said this, and everyone knows it. Dig aliens up there and out and down here. You can find me again on Twitter at Kovalik317. Find me on Twitch. I'll be streaming games super soon. I've been saying that for 8 months. Fuck you. Other than that, Josh, go ahead. Josh, go ahead.
Hey, I'm Josh Patton.
You follow me on Twitter. That's how Twitter works.
Brian?
Hello, my name is Brian Colbert Kennedy. You can find me on Twitter at _BPCK and on my website at imbck.com. That's it.
Are you sure? Because I didn't hear, getting up here and now you're down here.
Everybody look up into the sky. I think I see an alien.
There's rumors that they have been impersonating people and that they sound real weird. But definitely don't know exactly what that means. Because we all sound real normal.